Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 22nd, 2026. And I'm very, very grateful to be with you and to have the opportunity of really having these wonderful questions put to me. I'm always amazed and deeply grateful for those of you who take the time to write me. This is very, very kind. And if there are those of you who would like to make a question, you can ask me anything you like, anything, regarding a practice or regarding some of the things that I've been talking about over the many years. And you can do that by emailing me at greg@aspire.org. Well, it is an interesting thing that people delve into one way or another, and usually the practice is never considered. It's a philosophy to most people, and most people just can't do it, won't do it, because they're so ensconced in the whole rigmarole of their daily life and how they live in hate and fear. And they never really see the bigger picture of how they live. So I get this wonderful email from someone named Angie. I don't know where she lives. She says, I've been listening to you for years. I'm glad. And this is my first question. And that's wonderful. And I'm very grateful. I want to know the difference between knowing and knowledge. And then she goes into the whole idea of her basic, shall we say, light study of Buddhism. And she thinks, for some reason, that I am just a Buddhist. I am not a Buddhist. I am not a Zenist. I am not a Christianist. I'm none of those things. I simply allow myself to understand the nature of what great masters are talking about, and I try to incorporate it in something that helps you become more aware, understanding how to amalgamate these teachings in a way that create a spiritual practice. That's really all it's about, and it's real simple. It's not difficult. You don't have to go deep into Buddhist texts or the Bible or the, the Tao. You do have to get involved in, but you don't. Yeah, I can simplify it, and that's what I do with my discourses. I simplify it and make it palatable for the Western mentality a little bit. So anyway, her question is, what is the difference between knowing and knowledge? I like what Kabir said, a very beautiful Sufi mystic. Kabir said, the knowledge beyond knowledge is my knowledge. The knowledge beyond knowledge is my knowledge. Knowledge can introduce you to the manner of the way. It can be an introduction. It doesn't have to be anything more than that. As you meditate, as you work upon yourself, something interesting begins to happen. Knowledge is no more knowledge. It becomes something else, a gateway. It becomes a deep realization. Knowledge without a profound sense of realization means absolutely nothing. Nothing. I have to have something beyond the words. And the words can be very tricky. You have to understand, most of this great wisdom was given to us by people of foreign lands and in other times where words were used differently than the way we use them now. So when you start looking at the profound difference between knowledge and awareness, becoming aware of what the knowledge is doing, there's an old Zen saying, and it is very true, don't bite my finger, look where I'm pointing. Don't bite my finger. Don't get angry at me for what the wisdom of the masters is all about. Don't get angry because I'm asking you to look in a different place than you would normally look for awareness, understanding. Angie, no one ever understands the manner of the way. No one ever understands. Blessed are the meek, blessed are the poor in spirit. You have to want love more than wanting what you love. See how you love and what keeps you from the journey. Perfect wisdom is unplanned. These are all quotes from Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu. No one understands them right off the bat. At least no one I know. Maybe there are some, but I've never met them. But I'm sure they can be in existence on this earth. But most people just can't do it. Why? Well, pride, vanity, and a basic love for evil. You see, you have to have a pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you do not listen to these offerings that I give or any other great teacher gives, you won't get it if you listen to it from your evil. And what is my evil? It is my selfish pride, thinking that if I know this, I can unlock whatever keys are used to unlock the doors of happiness. That would be, you know, our basic evil. And that's written in our Constitution even, that we have the right to the pursuit of happiness. This just was given to us. And it just says, you know, go carte blanche, you know, with your hate and your anger and fight for it and blah, blah, blah. We're a nation of convolution, of hatred, of fear, of arrogance, of pride. We have no sense of sanctity. So because of all of this, we don't move in higher ways, in deeper, more profound ways. We just don't do it. And the reason we don't do it is because we're angry, we're hostile, we're selfish. So knowledge in the hands, the knowledge of the way, whatever it may be, from the Buddha to Jesus to Lao Tzu, whatever may be the way, in the hands of the average person with the pedestrian mentality, will not produce anything meaningful, nothing meaningful. So this is why people don't understand the manner of the way. It's not because it's difficult. It's because of our infatuation with evil. And we love it. We thrive on it. We like horror movies, and we like movies where people get shot and killed and the bad guy is the bad guy, blah, 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 all that. This percolates in us, and it becomes the brew of our hatred. And we use that hatred in a self-righteous manner. In doing so, we denounce the meaning of our life. So knowledge is a good thing. It's a good thing to be introduced to. It really is. But then you've got to translate that knowledge into a way of life, into the sanctity of the heart. And if you do that, if you can do that, if you're willing to do that, that's when something of the other shore begins to grow and expand. You begin to change. You are no longer the same person. You have found the way, the truth, and the light that lives within you, and your life has changed. How often does that happen with people? Rarely. And do they have the means to do it? Yes, but they don't have the consistency, the intelligence to even understand what a Buddha or maybe Jesus or Lao Tzu is teaching. They just don't have it. And why? Because they take things literally, and they're always looking for how does this apply to me so I can be happy. And there is the problem. Anyway, Angie, thank you. Remember this, the knowledge beyond knowledge is my knowledge. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you all for listening, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.